veterans at New Jersey nursing homes will now have more rights in, well, should there be any future emergencies. This is all under new laws in New Jersey. There are 651 veterans and their spouses now living at the three state-run veterans nursing homes, Menlo Park, Paramus, and Vineland. But, of course, throughout last year, 2020, COVID pandemic just ran rampant through these locations, claiming the lives of at least, that we know of, 204 residents. And that's according to confirmed and probable fatality figures from the State Department of Health. That was as of July. Governor Murphy recently signed these bills into law, some of which we talked about here on Issues and Ideas as they were making their way through the State House. A-5849 requires the department's adjutant general to send weekly reports to the State Department of Health during the current public emergency through 2021 and during any future health emergency. The report would include any changes in things like operating procedures and the amount of personal protective equipment that a facility had on hand. A-5850 requires the department to hold quarterly town hall meetings with residents' guardians. There's A-5851 that permits guardians to remove residents from the veterans' homes during a public health emergency for 60 days without forfeiting the room a resident had been occupying. A-5852 that requires the facility to have two documented ways to contact residents' guardians. That includes regular mail, email, text, or by phone. A-5853 requires the state to hire veterans' home administrators who hold, get this now, clinical experience in long-term care facilities. A-5854 requires the state to hire a resident advocate for each of these three veterans' homes to relay problems from residents to the director of the Division of Veterans Health Care Services. This appointment is in addition to the existing resident council president, who was selected by veterans living at each facility. A-5855 gives authority for the Office of the State Long-Term Care Ombudsman to review staffing and payroll records from the veterans' homes. And finally, A-5856, that mandates the director of the Division of Veterans Health Care Services hold clinical experience working in long-term care facilities. So, as I said, all those bills are now officially law in New Jersey. Well, it's an obvious step forward in the long-term care of our veterans. It's also absolutely insane that these ideas, these mandates, these regulations, it's crazy that they were not already in place, don't you think? Maybe you assumed that these were already in play. Because if they were, and maybe most, if not all, of those 24 veterans who died from COVID-19 at these facilities, maybe they would actually still be around to be with their families. New Jersey nursing homes are thankfully making headway with staff vaccinations, with the help of mandates. To be sure, New Jersey's nursing home staff vaccination rate now at just about 78%, which is a huge increase from early May when it was 56%. It's also well above the national average for healthcare employees. That's 63%. Rates of cases and deaths in New Jersey nursing homes are 2 to 8 times lower than the national average. Also, too, rates of cases and deaths in New Jersey nursing homes are 2 to 8 times lower than the national average over the past few weeks. That's according to a review of federal data. However, New Jersey's nursing homes did see a spike in COVID cases. That started around about July, peaked in late August, similar to what's been seen in the nation overall. It's not clear if the rise is due to waning immunity among residents, 92% of whom are vaccinated, or could be the Delta variant, greater transmission rates, or a combination of the two. Recent stats show that there were 627 residents and 522 staff infected with COVID-19 and outbreaks at 154 facilities throughout the state. There's still an estimated, however, 14,000 long-term care workers who are still not vaccinated. That number will continue to shrink because of, well, as I said before, two mandates. First, Governor Murphy called on every health care worker in New Jersey required it, actually, to be vaccinated by September 7th or face weekly testing. Then President Biden announced that all workers in healthcare settings that receive Medicare and Medicaid funding must get their shot. Yeah, they could do that. Also, once the vaccine becomes a mandate, your path to an exemption gets real narrow, real fast. Long-term care owners and managers, they're all free too. Vaccine mandates would trigger an exodus of staff to other medical professions that didn't require vaccination, especially among lower paid employees like certified nursing assistants who are the day-to-day caregivers already in great demand. Now that governor and president are requiring all healthcare workers to get vaccinated, pretty much little opportunity for the unvaccinated to find employment, at least in their field of choice. Among the first large long-term care chains to mandate vaccines among staff was Atria Senior Living, which operates 200 assisted living facilities across the country, three of which are in New Jersey. Program began back in January. By May, its homes in Tinton Falls, Cranford, Norwood had vaccination rates of nearly 100% among staff. That's despite no bonuses, no incentives being offered by the company. Chain did see, well, a small exodus of employees, though. Atria CEO John Moore estimates a small single-digit percentage of its 10,000 or so employees either left or were let go because they refused to be vaccinated. For those who were fired and expected to take the ride on the unemployment gravy train, they probably found out by now they don't qualify.